Okay, we have the great privilege. We're going to start learning the commentary of the Ramban. We spent the last year learning Maharal. This year we'll learn Ramban, the great Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, Nachmanides, who spent most of his life in Spain, was forced to flee after a series of debates that he was forced to have with Pablo Cristiani and others, which he, of course, won, which was not acceptable to the Christian rulers at the time. So he fled to Eretz Yisrael, made his way to Yerushalayim, didn't find a minion there, went to Tzfat, brought the Jews back to Yerushalayim to have a minion, created the still the Ramban Shul still today, and wrote a very, very famous commentary on Chumash, one of the classics out of all the Perushim that we have. He was very into Kabbalah, one of the first to really introduce Kabbalah into a mainstream Perush on Chumash. And we will, Mirtu Shem, have the opportunity to learn as much as we can, not so much his Kabbalistic comments, but on some of the others throughout Chumash. So his very first comments on after his introduction, which we did at the end of Yantiv, is on the first Rashi on all of Chumash. Rashi begins his commentary with a very famous question of why are we starting with Bereishis Bara Elokim, Rashi asks, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. You start from the mitzvahs. It's a book of law. Start from the commandments that we have later in Sefer Shmos. Why do we have Ma Tam Pasach B'Bereishis is Rashi's language. Why are we starting with Bereishis? One of the things that we're going to see a lot as we go through the Ramban is when Rashi quotes something, he's often not quoting verbatim from a medrash. There's a medrash out there that Chazal have a certain problem or comment on a pasuk, and then Rashi will cull from either several midrashim and put them together into one, or he'll condense a long medrash into his beautiful poetic and condensed language, but in doing so, he often has a commentary through the way that he quotes the medrash on his understanding of what the medrash is. And what we'll see very often is that the Ramban argues on Rashi on a medrash. It's not that they're like, he's disagreeing with the medrash. He's like, I don't think you have the right shot in the medrash. And we'll see, they're both quoting the same medrash and we'll come to different conclusion. This is in his very first comment is an example of that in which he takes issue with the way that Rashi presents this famous question of why are we starting with Bereishis? Because the way Rashi presents it, it sounds like, why are we starting here? We should have started from later on. And Ramban says, what do you mean, why are we starting from here? That's not a question. How could you not start from Bereishis Bara Elokim? This is, in the Ramban's language, Shoresh HaEmunah. This is the source, the foundation of everything that we have of Emunah, V'she'enu Ma'amin Bazeh, and he who doesn't believe in Bereishis Bara Elokim, V'choshev Sheha'olam Kadmon, and believes that the world was always here, he's a kofer be'ikar, ein lo Torah klal. So there's no other words you can begin with other than Bereishis Bara Elokim. So the Ramban understands differently what the question of Rabbi Yitzchak is. And the question is, you could have said all of Sefer Bereishis very, very quickly. You could have said, like we do in the Aseret HaDibros, Ki Sheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'Yesa Aretz U'Vayom HaShvi'i Shavas V'Yi Nafash. In one sentence, Hashem created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day He rested. Shine, that's all you need to know. There's a creator, Shabbos, you're good. What was created on the fourth day? Does it matter? Does it matter what was on the fourth day, what was on the fifth day? Why do we need to know the details is the way the Ramban says this is the question. Why do I need to know all the details? First day, second day, third day, who cares? We don't understand any of it anyway, he says. We understand Maisa Bereishis from 31 Psukim, and we don't understand Maisa Bereishis. And then the Ramban takes us through. I need to know all the details of Noach and Avram and Sarah and then Yitzhak. So many, a whole sefer. We could have condensed the Emunah that we learn into a lot shorter of a sefer than what we have. Why do I need so many details in Sefer Bereishis? Is the Ramban says the question that Rabbi Yitzchak is asking in the Medrash that Rashi is quoting. And in Rashi's famous answer, Rashi quotes the answer of, it's let us know, and it's so appropriate in today's day and age, it's amazing, that if anyone, Rashi says, should ever come and say to the Jews, you stole the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's not yours. There were seven nations that were there before you. How could you take this land? So Rashi quotes, that's exactly why we started with Bereishis, to know that, no, the world is God's. Hashem created the world. He gave the land to those who He saw fit, and when He saw it was not fit for them, He took it from them and He gave it to us. So you can't ever claim that we are listening. So the Ramban understands, based on his language of the, his understanding of the question, what's really going on over here is when you go through all the Sefer Bereishis, what you see over and over again is the concept of Golus and Geula. You see that when you sin, you are exiled. And he takes us through, in a very brief paragraph, the entire Sefer Bereishis, from Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, to Noach, from his entire world, to Avram had to leave from here, and Yaakov, and then Yosef, and then the Jews into Mitzrayim. It's one story of when you misbehave, there's galus. That's what happens. You cannot stay in your place with misbehavior. And then when you fix that, you can have geula and you can come home. And that is the story of Sefer Bereishis. It's a story of the world. It's the story of world history. So that when Rashi says that we're going to say to the nations of the world who say you're thieves, and we're going to say to them, no, it's Hashem's world. He gave it to who he saw fit, and then he took it from them and he gave it to us. He took it from them when they were not appropriate. Saying, this great land, you can't have this land. This is for my children. And whenever we misbehave, we get kicked out of the land. And then hopefully we'll come. We did come back, and then we got kicked out. And we came back, and we kicked out, and now we're waiting to go home. But that's the pattern. And all of the details of Sefer Bereishis, which are obviously necessary because of the emunah in it, the stories are needed. But the details are to teach us this pattern, and that we know the land is ours. We were exiled because of our behavior. And when we fix that, we will be returned. But the first comments of Rashi and the Ramban are like so appropriate. They need much more time than we have right now. But at least we'll start with this as far as our commentary of the Ramban, as the Ramban goes.